Namaste. I wanted to talk just for a few moments, a few minutes maybe, about self-inquiry because something arose within me and within the Sangha this week, within the people asking questions. This sense of maybe fear isn't the right word, but trepidation about self-inquiry that I'm going to see something when I do my self-inquiry, and I remember this feeling myself. That's why I feel it's important to talk about it. Something that can hold us back from our inquiry. That the sense that when I do my when I sit down to ask a question or in a satsang or a class, whatever we're doing, and I'm doing some self-inquiry, that I'm going to see something that I don't want to see. And I remember this feeling as a child. There was all, the room was dark at night time. I was terrified of the dark at night time. And I'd hear a noise and I'd want to open my eyes and look and make sure nothing bad was happening. I'd want to look and see. But there was this fear of if I just don't look, I don't know what's there, and if I do look, I might see something that I don't want to see. And of course, most times there was, just nothing there at all when I did look. But this feeling prevailed as I came into my inquiry and even into contemplation and meditation when I became sort of enraptured with non-duality in general and realized that really what I wanted was awakening. There was this fear arising, but mostly around self-inquiry because it was so very direct, is direct. This sense that if I look, I'm really not going to like what I see. So I had to kind of look at this and really, can I look at something, have something revealed to me that I don't like and that I wish I could unsee? And of course, you can't at that point. And I began to look at my previous experiences with meditation and everything. And whilst they may have self-inquiry, may have shown me things that I didn't want to see because it meant that I'd been wrong about certain things. It had never shown me anything that was frightening or that I wish I'd not seen that I wanted to take back. So in my inquiry, I might see that I am not really a thing. I might see that I am some emptiness of being, that I'm not an object. And I might have a reluctance to seeing that, ironically, because it means that I can't be right about my sense of injustice, my sense of anger. People in my life, as I'm sure in your life, everyone's life, have treated me unfairly in the past. And there was a sense of wanting to prove them wrong and wanting to be right myself and all of that. And to come to see that I wasn't really the separate being that I thought I was, brought up this, I don't want to admit this. I don't want to see this because that means I have to let go eventually at some point of this sense of wanting to be right and wanting them to be wrong. So self-inquiry brought me things that were shocking and maybe were not the most acceptable at first, but only shocking because it contradicted what I'd always believed to be true about myself. And experience, therefore. And so once I'd seen beyond that, I began to accept that nothing that I'd ever seen in my inquiry had ever been actually frightening. That this fear of inquiry, this sense of being scared to do it, just began to slip into the background. And it began to be experienced as a joy, my inquiry, curiosity, and a joy in that. A sense of an infinite present that's wrapped up in wrapping paper, and you take one layer of wrapping paper off, and there's this beautiful gift inside. And in the very next moment, there's some more wrapping paper, and you could take another layer off, and there's an even more amazing gift underneath, and so on. And this went on infinitely and is still going on today and in my life right now, this infinite deepening. And that began to replace this sense of trepidation, this resistance. And really, it's these ideas that really propagate our resistance to doing practice. If I am totally sure that what I'm going to find when I look deeper inside myself is something wonderful, albeit different to what I thought myself to be, very different, but wonderful nonetheless and freeing, liberating, then why would I ever resist doing self-inquiry? So I hope that's given you some kind of sense of where resistance may come from, because for me, it lasted a long time. It took me a long time to get beyond this resistance to self-inquiry in general. Meditation, never really had a resistance to. I thought it was a bit weird. It was my kind of spiritual little secret. Didn't tell anybody I was meditating for a very long time. And contemplation, it was just a relief to be able to ask these questions. But self-inquiry was, had this air of being a little dangerous and somehow inside me until I really began to look at this. So I hope that's helped to maybe illuminate something that's going on for you and started a process of moving beyond it. You're only going to see what you've always been. And I had to keep remembering that. You're only going to see yourself clearly, and that's always got to feel beautiful. Again, might be very different. I'd imagine myself to be this very small, limited, powerless being who was deeply hurt by the injustices of life and had lots of opinions about how life should move forward and give me what I want. And what I began to see in my inquiry contradicted that. But I was never forced to accept what I saw in my inquiry. Life left me alone long enough to, nothing ever pressured, nobody ever pressured me to accept what I'd seen, except my own self, of course. So it's entirely in your hands, and it can never be scary. Mind is always scared of something that can never happen. Fear of death, we're never going to die. Fear of seeing something scary in our inquiry, not possible. Of course, that doesn't mean it doesn't feel real when we feel that feeling. So just hoping here with these words to illuminate something that might have been playing out in your life and slowing down your unfolding of peace and joy in your life. Enjoy your self-inquiry. Thank you. Namaste.